I mean, I spent my entire life wanting to be a doctor. It wasn't even just when I went to college, in high school, doubling up on sciences. I don't even think I took an art class, you know, post elementary school. I mean, I guess it was the end of my sophomore year, like halfway through honors organic chemistry, that all of a sudden, you know, in a class that's maybe 15 people large at the most, where that's all we did all the time was organic chemistry. It just became, it wasn't what I was excited about anymore. And it's definitely the type of career that if that's not your passion, I don't see how you could continue in it. It was during my sophomore year, and I had that Polish cinema class with where we studied Kieślowski. And just like, I don't know. I mean, you know, those great experiences with art where you feel, you know, the least lonely, or when you see something or read something that seems as if somebody, you know, took it straight from your mind and put it on paper or put it in film, or just something that you feel connected with another person, even though you know, you've never met them or you've never. And I guess I felt that way in that Kieślowski class. And I mean, I guess maybe that was the first time I realized that you make people's lives better or connect with people in more ways than just saving their lives. I mean, you know, fixing somebody's body or, you know, making their lives better physically is one thing, and obviously very important. But I guess before that point, I had never seen art as also that, you know, I mean, there is this like this moment in art where you're connected with another human being or empathize with people or, you know, develop these, I don't know, these things that are just as important, you know, as helping somebody with their physical. And then from there, I mean, I guess then it was when I first started thinking like, maybe I want to make film or just study film. And I thought maybe, you know, I'd get a PhD in like Polish cinema or something like that. And then I think that once that happened, it just opened my mind more to art in general. For a while after graduation, it was so concentrated on getting into grad school. I went to work and then I would just write or read or, you know, look at different schools for a long time. But then when that didn't work out, I think it's just become kind of a free float for a while. As much as I love Pittsburgh, I feel like I've just become completely stagnant and just complacent to everything. And I don't think that's conducive to anything. And so it became a choice to move. And then it was just, you know, where can I find a job? And searching over cities and everything, LA became one that, I don't know. I mean, it seems to be that there would be more opportunities for me there. But it also, I think there's this appeal of it being, I think, as different as I can get without leaving the country. I mean, I'm very excited and slightly terrified. I mean, there's, you know, at least one time every night that I wake up and I'm like, what am I doing? But I'm very excited. It's the type of decision that I feel like, as terrifying as it is, it's more terrifying for me to think of staying here and not having something like this or any direction. I think is far more terrifying than like going to a city and not knowing anybody and not having a job. Like, I think that part of the appeal of LA for me too is that it's a place that I've always had this very stereotypical view of, that I think that a lot of East Coasters, or at least movies about East Coasters, have. And to me, it's a place that I've never saw myself as a creative person, but now I am beginning to see myself that way, and to see that I get the most satisfaction and reward from making things or writing things. And, you know, when somebody reads something you wrote, I mean, just being creativity in general, I find is very important to me, or being creative. And I never thought that before. And I guess I think we just associate with LA with being superficial, or I don't know. But to me, it seems like a place that a lot of people go because they want to make things, and they want to make things to communicate with other people. And that I find that very appealing. I mean, I definitely miss, I love Pittsburgh, and I love the museums. I love the theaters. I think I'll really miss knowing my way around. I mean, there is that comfort and that feeling of like, I know I could tell people where to go. I can, like, driving is really satisfying because I know all the back ways and I know how to get places. And, you know, I'll miss walking across the bridges to work, and I'll miss living with my brother and the dogs, and I'll definitely miss the people I work with. But it's definitely time to go.